The city council met for the first time this year last night, and they had a special session discussing a wide range of topics to help increase housing density in the downtown area. Joining us now is the new mayor of Santa Rosa, Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Danny. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right myself. Thanks for joining us, especially this early in the morning. Just my first question last night, we were reading about a new advancement of measures that the council is moving forward just regarding housing around train stations. Could you elaborate a bit on that?
Well, actually, we had four different presentations from our Planning Economic Development Department last night. And I think what you're speaking of is our joint study session we had with the Planning Commission about our downtown station area specific plan.
Oh.
And that's actually a very important document. And although it doesn't sound too exciting, but a big part of that is going to be our community engagement strategy. And if, you know, we were to ask people in our community saying, hey, would you like to help us with our downtown station area specific plan? You know, they'd probably eyes roll the back of their head. But if we said, hey, do you want to have a voice in helping create what our new vibrant downtown might look like? We're hoping to get people engaged because we want those ideas. So this is the planning that is going to allow future development in our downtown area.
What about the talk that was regarding the housing around train stations or within half mile of those?
Right, and that's this area because we do have the train station and obviously Railroad Square. And so what this does is lay the groundwork so that housing can go in our downtown area. And one of the last items that we had for the evening was our density bonus update, which is also try to enhance that. Because, again, this council has been very focused on increasing development downtown, specifically housing in our entire community. And these are some other steps that are going to help us get in that direction. And I do just want to put a little bit more context into that downtown station area plan. In 2007, we created a 20-year plan. And that plan in 2007 indicated that we needed approximately 3,400 new units in our downtown. Since 2007, we've only had 100. So it is definitely clear that we need to change some things if we actually need to get to where we need to go with the housing. So that's why this is a big priority.
Glad that you mentioned the 07 thing. A lot of reason why people point to its failure was because we hit a recession just the very next year. Are the council thinking that might be the case as well this year? We might be hitting another major recession?
At least what I, and I think the majority of the council, are focusing on things that we can actually control. We don't have 100% control of the economy, but anything we do have control of, let's adjust it. Let's try to attract those developers. So even if it is a tight market, developers are going to want to come to Santa Rosa to build. As one of our staff members said last night, you know, it's not about no, but rather how. And so we're trying to put the policies and practices in place to incentivize people to come to Santa Rosa to help us in rebuilding and revitalizing our downtown.
How important is it that that new housing also includes a significant amount of affordable housing?
It's very important to this council and to this community. And so that's where it kind of ties into our last item of the evening, the density bonus. So the state of California had passed some density programs in 2012. What we did last night was basically updated our new state law, but then we also established our supplemental density. So in certain specific areas of our community where we want this development to go, we're incentivizing folks and developers to increase the density. So if you increase the density, we'll allow you to do some other things in the community. And it's only going to be dealing with the areas of the North Santa Rosa Station Area Specific Plan and the Downtown Station Area Specific Plan. So I don't want any of your listeners to be thinking we're going to be building high rises out in the edges of town. It's where we want this development, where we have the infrastructure to accept this type of development.
Is there evidence to suggest that developers would be spurring more housing if these certain plans were passed?
That is certainly our hope. Our staff, and this is the other thing too, is that we're not taking a passive approach to this. So some of our staff and other members of the community are actually having those conversations with developers saying, what would it take to attract you to come build in our community? And so that is an ongoing process, doesn't get a lot of publicity, but it is behind the scenes things to try to encourage people to come to Santa Rosa. You know, and I think a great example will be our Roseland Village, where it is going to be a mixed use, where hopefully we're going to have a library there, but there's going to be market rate housing and affordable housing in the same footprint.
Has there been any environmental backlash or environmental concerns on just more density housing in just specific areas?
Actually, we received some support from representatives of those communities last night, and they're all for this because it's all about planning. And that's the part where I mentioned the Community Advisory Committee as part of our downtown station plan. We want to hear those voices. So whatever those concerns all are, let's address them now. So when a project does come forward, we've already had the conversations. We've addressed any environmental concerns, any traffic concerns, any waterway concerns. We've already done the work. And again, that will speed up. So it's more of a time certain project for the developers. That's exactly why we're doing this. Let's address it now rather than when it's right before us.
Were there any short-term measures discussed last night or that may be discussed in the near future?
Short-term members and development sometimes don't go together.
Okay.
This is a bit an ongoing evolution, and this is not something that, at least since I've been on council, we've been sitting idly by.
Well, in the short term, I'm also meant with homelessness.
I mean, that's the ultimate goal. That's a whole other conversation. That there is some movement on our leadership council that last Friday we met, and actually I think yesterday our notice of funding agreement from that new body just went out to the community that specifically will address some of the homeless situation. So we're soliciting feedback and input for projects that will help us get to functional zero. So that was not done last night, but those actions are taking place as we speak.
Well, hopefully you'll get a lot of community input, and this problem will be in the rearview mirror very shortly, but don't see that as the case. Mayor Schwedhelm, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you for the time. Have a good day.
I painted myself in a corner there. That is Mayor Schwedhelm, Tom Schwedhelm, that is, just elected mayor of Santa Rosa last month.